This world was beautiful once. Sophisticated, learned, and they were clever too. They knew how to build things to make life easier without polluting everything around them. They built libraries and waterways and towers, and they had books and music and, oh, it was all so very wonderful. Then things went wrong. The old story, I think. Boredom, frustration, maybe even envy. Some people looked at their neighbours and thought, I want what they have. I'm not sure of the particulars. The people who did it don't talk about it. And as for the people who suffered, none of them are left to talk. None of them was left to bear witness.
What a beautiful morning.
Alka, you won't believe what happened.
Good morning to you too, Anis.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
I gather something has happened.
Oh, yes, something's happened. Or not happened.
Go on.
Remember that fellowship that Ferris more or less promised me? The one with the money and the time to write?
I remember.
Turns out Ferris shouldn't have made that promise.
Oh... I'm sorry. Did he give you any reason why?
Oh, I don't know. I've done everything right. Youngest ever magistra, done more than my fair share of teaching, attending every meeting and more. Where does it get me? Nowhere.
Who got it?
Ingrair.
Ingrair? He's an idiot.
Tell that to the committee. No, I mean it. Go and tell them, because if you don't, I will. What?
Nothing.
No. Go on.
I just... Look, I know it's frustrating.
It's more than frustrating.
I'm glad you're letting off steam, but... Don't get into a quarrel with the administrators.
Why not?
I think you should just be careful, that's all.
That's not all, though, is it? That's not what you meant.
That's all I meant. One big argument and you get no further, Anis.
I don't think that's all you meant. You meant because of what I am.
I didn't say that.
But you meant it.
I think that's really unfair of you, Anis. I'm actually pretty insulted by that.
I'm sorry.
Well, this is the kind of thing I mean.
I think I'll talk to Ferris.
Ferris, what use will he be?
Oh, I don't know. He might have something to say.
Good luck with that.
Come in. Ah, Anis.
Magister Ferris, are you busy right now?
I'm here to listen. Please, sit down. How can I help?
Can you help?
Oh, not if I don't know what the problem is.
You do know. I didn't get it. The Irvinish Prize, Ingrair got it.
Yes, of course.
Why, Ferris?
These committees move in mysterious ways. I'm not privy to their workings.
Has it ever happened to you?
What?
You know what I mean. Has it ever happened to you?
I have never been denied an opportunity because of my background, no. And I'm sure that this is not what's happened here.
Then what happened?
They didn't like your research.
Oh.
Correction. I'm sure they liked it very much. But they liked his more.
Ingrair doesn't know how to run a dig. He'd probably use a spoon.
Or perhaps they thought he needed the help more.
Or perhaps he simply had the right background.
You should put that idea out of your mind. That's not what's happened here.
No?
No. And I urge you not to say that to anyone other than me.
Why not? Am I supposed to be censoring myself now?
You can say whatever you like. You're an adult, capable of making your own decisions, but there are consequences.
I might find myself winning fewer prizes.
I said I am sure that's not what has happened. It's the price you pay for doing the kind of work you do. Not everyone considers it a safe bet.
I'll bear that in mind.
For what it's worth, I think you do very fine work.
Yes, yes, granted.
I beg your pardon?
I said it was granted.
But you walked into me.
You sure?
Quite sure. Where did you spring from?
I have been here since before you were born.
Oh, you know what I mean. Were you listening at the door just now?
That would be beneath my dignity.
You were listening.
You were making rather a lot of noise. It was hard not to overhear.
There's overhearing and there's pressing your ear against the door.
I wouldn't stoop so low.
No?
Of course not. I wouldn't be able to stand up again.
Ha!
Well, if this has all been a result to everyone's satisfaction, I think I shall return to my office.
I can't think of the last time you came out of there.
It's quiet. Well, it was quiet until you started shouting, but you're not shouting now, so it will be quiet again. Very pleasant.
What exactly do you do in there all day?
What do I do? Well, I nap, mostly.
Some of us are sharing office space, you know.
Yes, the redoubtable Magistra Ulca. She, I think, will not face hurdles to advancement.
No. No, she won't.
Life will soon be very hard, you know. But try to remember, my dear, this isn't you.
I beg your pardon?
No, I already said it was granted. Remember your real life, Summerfield. Don't lose yourself. Remember.
Wait a minute, what do you mean? And why did you call me Summerfield?
Don't be too hard on Ferris. Now go away, I'm busy.
Oh well, it's not like I don't have enough problems.
Anis! Wait! I've been looking for you.
Oh, yes.
I heard about the prize.
Let's not talk about it.
So, how's work going? Oh, dear. Another sensitive subject. I do seem to be picking them this morning.
Oh, it's all right. It's not your fault. Truth is, it's more or less ground to a halt. I've not been able to get out to the dig.
No? Why not?
I can't get access to the site.
Access?
Oh, some travel permit I didn't even know I needed to have.
Yes. Yes, of course, I see.
Anyway, I'm sure it'll all sort itself out. It's not like I'm doing anything controversial.
Are you still working on that chapel site?
Well, yes, but I really don't think that's what it's all about.
It's just, that's the kind of thing that might get
you... It's tiny, Tamer. It's not like I'm saying it's a cathedral or anything.
No, no, of course. Well, how could it be?
There's nothing dissenting about it.
I never said there was.
It's just... I miss it. I miss being out there, you know? Out in the open air. I was camping up there. Oh, the stars at night. You see everything. You felt free.
Well... If it's country air you're missing, why don't you come up to our dig?
Well, where are you working?
Upriver, past Akinish Town.
Oh.
It'll be good for you to get away from this place for a bit.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Tamer, but I'm not sure it's possible. Oh,
come on. It will do you
well,
good.
Well, it's just that to get there, you have to cross a district boundary, and if I can't get a permit to go even to my dig, then I doubt I'll be able to get one for another district.
And the best thing is that I thought you might like to come, and I sorted out a travel permit last week, so there's nothing really to worry about. You can just get the barge up with me.
Then I'd love to come.
Meet the team. Look at the stars. It will do you the world of good.
You know, I think it will.
I just thought the mark would be higher. I worked really hard on this.
It's a good mark for this stage. Really, don't worry about it. Keep on top of the reading and you'll be fine. It'll all come together when it counts. All right?
All right. I'm not sure.
You're still worried?
I worked really hard. I know what I'm saying isn't fashionable. I just don't think it's fair to be penalised for that.
What do you mean by fashionable?
Anyone would think we were being punished for having different ideas.
That doesn't happen.
Everyone knows it happens. Especially in these classes.
It doesn't happen.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? I think I might make a complaint.
I can't stop you, of course, but I can tell you now that your paper has been fairly marked.
Yeah? Maybe I'd like a second opinion.
Great.
Hello? Oh,
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Trouble?
Student didn't like his mark.
Students never like their marks.
Yes, but this one.
What about him?
He could cause me a lot of trouble. Oh, never mind. Too much to worry about already. Did you want something, Professor?
I heard you were going away.
Did you now? Just for a few days?
It'll be good for you, but I'll miss you while you're gone.
I'm sure you'll keep yourself busy. Napping.
I'm sure I will. Be careful out there, Summerfield.
Annis, remember? Now, why be careful? It's just a little trip upriver.
There are no little trips for your people these days. Be careful.
Last call for Flemish Town. Anyone for Flemish Town? Hurry up, madam. We're setting off again in a minute. Have you got your pass, please?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
Magistra, eh? Very nice.
Thank you. Is something the matter?
It says here you should be travelling with someone.
Yes, he's getting on here at Flemish Town and we're meeting here on the barge.
Yes, but your permit says he's travelling with you from the capital, which you've just admitted hasn't happened. Travelling without your sponsor is a very serious infraction for you people. It could cost you all kinds of privileges.
I don't know.
You'd certainly lose any right to travel. Might even cost you your teaching licence, Magistra.
Look, I'm sorry. Clearly something went wrong somewhere.
Don't look around for help. Nobody here's going to help. Nobody cares about you lot.
I just don't know what to say.
I think we should get off here. You can answer a few more questions.
Is something the matter?
Oh, Tamer, I'm glad to see you.
Annis, what's wrong?
Oh, they're saying there's something wrong with my permit.
There's nothing wrong with your permit.
They say I should have been travelling with you for the whole route.
No, I got a dispensation for the first part of the river because I was getting on here at Flemish Town. And here I am. Just pass me that permit, please, officer. Yes, there is a dispensation, signed by me and by my superior and authorised by the Office of Internal Affairs. Is that what you're looking for?
I didn't see that.
It's written right here.
Yeah, so it is. A tiny print, easily missed.
So here I am, and here's the dispensation. And I think we can all be getting underway, can't we? Unless you want to hold all these people up even longer?
I don't think there's any need for that.
I'm sorry about all that.
Leave it.
Are you all right?
Tamer, stop talking. Please, just stop talking.
Do you want to go home?
No. No! After all, I've got permission to be out, haven't I? Everyone looked the other way. They all looked the other way.
Feeling better?
Much better. I knew all I needed was to be outside again. Out working. Even on someone else's project.
I appreciate the extra pair of hands.
Your team are all really nice.
Yes. They're doing good work. They're glad to have you here.
I think I've taught most of them.
Do you want to see something interesting? A bit hush-hush. Nobody else has seen it yet.
What? Of course I do. What about the washing up?
We're the teachers. We've earned the right to leave the washing up to the students.
Oh, terrible abuse of power.
You bet. Come on, Annis. This way.
Nice shed. You should sleep in here.
I do, when it rains. Another perk of being the boss.
So what's this mysterious thing that you want to show me? Something you've dug up? Something that will change our whole understanding of history?
These days, if I'd found something like that, I'd have put it straight back in the ground. No, this is something I've built. Here you are.
It's a box.
You think I'd drag you in here for just a box?
Oh, true, there are some wires too. And it makes a noise. Is this it? I mean, I couldn't even fit a pair of shoes in here.
It's a subjectivity recorder.
You know, that sounds awfully close to being a thingamabob.
I would never stoop to using a thingamabob.
I wouldn't put it past you to have a whatchamacallit.
If you're quite finished, take hold of this.
What's this?
And you call yourself an archaeologist. It's a potsherd from the Eblamish period.
Oh, nothing special. I have boxes full of these. What do I do with it?
Nothing. Just hold it. I'll attach this wire, and then this goes...
Wait a minute! Where do you think you're sticking that?
Just on your temple. Annis, honestly, this won't hurt.
It's metal and sharp.
I promise it won't hurt. There. See?
All right. So now I'm hooked up via your tiny shoebox to this frankly very unremarkable piece of pottery and...
Relax, Annis. Let it take you where it wants to go.
I hear you. I hear you all. I know what you know. I won't forget. Oh, all of you. So many of you.
Annis, I'm going to turn it off now. It will feel a bit odd at first. You'll need to get your bearings.
All right. All right.
Are you all right? The first time can leave you feeling, well, a bit lost.
I'm fine. Tamer, that was incredible. Did you build that?
Well, I've been working on this a long time.
It was like I was there. The whole of its history. The potter at the wheel. The market stall. The people who picked it up and looked at it. I felt their whole lives happen.
I know.
And then the house it went to. Oh, the table. The family. I could even smell the food they ate. A child picked it up. She loved it, really loved it. And then she dropped it, and it smashed into pieces. Stars, she was scared. Picked it up and threw it on the midden before anyone could notice. Tamer, what just happened?
I told you. It records subjectivities. You hold an artifact, and it extrapolates what it meant to the people who owned it and held it and used it every day. And it communicates all of that to you. You feel what they felt.
This is incredible.
It can't tell us anything about when it was made, who bought it. But it tells us what it meant to all those people.
The child. I saw it in fragments at my feet. I knew I would be in so much trouble.
Yes, I've been her too. Someone wasn't going to be too pleased with me.
This could change everything we do.
Well, I'm not sure. People like facts best, don't they? Who made it? When it was made? Who was in charge at the time? But this... I love using it, Annis. I love how close it brings me to the people of the past.
They're gone. Long gone. Hundreds of years. But I could feel them as if they were right here now.
There's something else this device does that might interest you.
Go on.
You can record directly onto it.
Record? What, my voice?
No, Anis. Your subjectivity. How it all feels.
I see.
Anyway, you should keep it.
I can't keep this.
I have my own. I made this one for you.
So I could record how it all feels. Right now. Living right now.
Yes, Anis.
I might need a bigger box.
That trip to Demare's dig made a real difference to me. All of it. The trip away, the fresh air, the open sky. And of course, this little box that I have in my hand right now. I came back to the city with my mind clearer than it had been for, oh, years. I couldn't get to my own site. Somehow the permits were always elusive. The paperwork came back stamped unauthorized. But I had my fines from previous visits, and I sat with them and the box, and I held them and caressed them, and a whole different history danced before my eyes. Those bits and pieces that I had so carefully scratched from the earth suddenly resolved into something different. I saw high towers and pinnacles and voices raised in song to praise the old gods and the ancestors. And I knew then that my site wasn't a little chapel at all. What these people, my people, had built was something vast and grand. A cathedral, a great gathering of trade and delight and worship. Exactly what the history books denied had ever happened. Exactly what the experts said could not have existed. Everything changed for me. There was no going back from this.
Morning!
I thought I recognised your step. You look very cheerful. Good trip?
I hardly know where to start. The best trip of my life.
Oh, yes.
Everything looks so different. All the pieces, the fragments, they've all come together. I understand so much more now.
A real breakthrough, eh?
A real breakthrough.
So what are you going to do next?
I'm not sure. Rewrite my lectures, for one thing.
Not long now. Not long.
Have you two seen this?
Told you she wouldn't like it. Seen what?
These new classroom regulations.
They're not that much of a problem, are they?
Of course they're a problem.
It's not like you're being asked to lie. You're just being asked to avoid a difficult and contentious subject.
It's not contentious.
Well, clearly someone upstairs thinks it is, or they wouldn't leave it off the curriculum.
It's not contentious to say that my ancestors constructed large and complex buildings.
I think that's open to debate.
Oh, you don't think my people are capable of that kind of thing?
That isn't what I said.
Anis is the expert, Alka.
Yes, but we can all get too close to our work. Anis, you must agree there are some grounds for questioning. I mean, I know the site you're working on is impressive, but we don't really know much about what your people used it for, do we?
I will. With enough study.
I don't doubt it.
Are you two in cahoots?
What? No, of course not.
Look, all I'm saying is that this is probably too much for the students. It's contentious even amongst us three, and we're all friends. So what are these kids supposed to make of it? Teach them the basic principles, let them get their certificates, and if they want to get into the debate, they can go into further study.
How would you feel if this was your history that was being effaced, Alka? If you were being asked to give a partial account of your ancestors and their contribution to building our civilization?
Now, that's not fair.
Oh, but it's fair for me.
Look, let's not quarrel. I see your point about effacement, Anis. I really do. But there's plenty to talk about already. And if they want to raise these issues with you, they can do it privately. It's probably better that way.
Just work round it, Anis. Everything doesn't have to be such a big deal.
And how was this morning's lecture?
Awful. Hopeless.
Oh, dear.
Full of lies and half-truths and evasions. The students knew it, too. I could see it on their faces, the cynicism growing. You too, Magistra. Another liar.
Hiding the truth doesn't sound much like you, Summerfield.
I wish you'd stop calling me that.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I wonder, what would Summerfield do?
Your imaginary friend, Summerfield. I should ask myself what she would do.
You could do worse.
Well, from what you've told me, she sounds like a terrible nuisance, to be honest. Disobedient, non-compliant, always saying what she thinks rather than what people want to hear.
Yes, that's Summerfield.
So you think I should do that?
I think you should do what you think is right.
Yes, I should. Do the right thing. It's simple, really, isn't it?
In general, I find that it's anything but.
And so, as you can see, this evidence points to something very different from our usual conception of how these people lived and worked. It points to something grander, more influential than we are accustomed to thinking. Oh, no, that's not quite right.
Are you really going to say all that?
Why not?
Well, I suppose it's up to you.
Well, don't leave it there. What's wrong with what I'm saying?
Annie, you know what's wrong. It's not on the curriculum.
Well, maybe. But it's not specifically excluded.
I think you're treading a fine line there.
Good.
Have you talked to Ferris about this?
Yes, he said, the curriculum has been set and teaching must reflect what is required.
You know, that's not bad advice.
It's terrible advice.
Are you involved in this demonstration later?
You've heard about that?
Everyone's heard about it. Annie, it's a really bad idea for you to get involved.
I'm not involved. The students are the ones who decided to do it. They don't like being palmed off either. I'm just going along out of interest.
Annie.
I'm just going to see. Tamara's coming. Why don't you join us?
I don't think so. I'm going to say this once and once only. Be careful, Annie.
And I'll say this again. I'm not doing anything wrong. We went out that day feeling so brave, so bold. The students had made banners. Oh, such beautiful work. Some of them were even embroidered. I wonder where they are now. So much of our lives is so fragile, so easily lost. Oh, what a day it was. The sun shone upon us and the birds sang. We all met by the fountain on the green, and some people gave speeches, good, rousing speeches, and people clapped and cheered, and we were all very happy and proud. A little after midday, it started to go wrong. The guard arrived.
This is an illegal gathering. You must disperse.
And they told us to leave.
You must disperse.
And instead, we formed lines and carried on with our songs.
This is your last warning.
And they came at us with clubs. And all I could think was at least they hadn't brought their rifles. Be grateful for small mercies, eh? You've seen what we're up against now.
Yes. It was awful.
There's another one planned for next week. I'll let you know when I've got more details.
All right.
We don't sound very enthusiastic.
I'm not going to lie to you, Annie. It was very frightening.
But we really got them to pay attention. Oh, the students were incredible.
I can't go again.
What?
I was scared, Annie.
Of course you were. They came at us with clubs. Kids, me, you. They didn't discriminate.
I can't go through that again.
Oh. Oh, am I interrupting something?
No, I was just going. I'll see you around.
Maybe. See you around.
Boyfriend trouble?
No.
He's nice, I suppose. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have any guts.
Guts?
Oh, he'll say the right thing and sometimes even do the right thing. But when it comes to the crunch, he'll never stand up for his principles. I'd find some better friends if I were you.
Oh, now.
Come in.
Magister Ferris.
Goodness. It's busy round here today.
Magistra Annis. Perhaps you might join me for a little walk around the green. You're treading a very fine line, you know.
Sir, I don't know what you've been hearing, but...
200 years ago, people like us were not admitted to the schools. And here we are now, you and I, amongst the most learned in the country. We have unique privileges, you know. We shouldn't squander them.
Privileges? With respect, sir, you might have privileges, but...
Oh, it's all very well for you. No children, no dependents.
Oh, that isn't fair, sir.
No. What you do reflects on all of us, Annis.
Oh, all of us? Listen to you. You sound like them. You're talking as if we're all the same, but we're not. I've never been to chapel. I don't think you have either.
Well, of course not.
You shouldn't talk about us as if we're all the same.
Our enemies won't distinguish between us, Annis. To them, we are the same. A block, a mass, a threat. Don't give them excuses to treat us that way.
Be compliant, you mean? Be obedient?
It might be enough. It might be.
Oh, sir, with all honour to your wisdom and learning, I don't think it will.
It certainly won't while you teach controversies and march across the green. Annis, as your elder, as your teacher, as your friend, I beg you, stop this. It cannot end well.
But it's the right thing to do.
What if it puts us all in danger?
I won't stop because you're afraid of what might happen to you.
Oh, Annis! I wish you'd understand. I'm afraid of what might happen to all of us.
You what? Oh, yes, come in.
When did you last have anyone in here?
Might have been yesterday, might have been a while longer. Does it matter? So, your friends have turned out to be a disappointment. Are you surprised by that?
I am, actually. I thought the Temer would be...
Would be what?
I don't know. Braver, perhaps. He's been so understanding.
Perhaps he's been as brave as he can.
And Ferris?
Does not have as easy a job as you might think.
Oh, is this from the Gedelmish period?
Yes, middle era.
That's more than 2,000 years ago. Looks like new.
Yes, odd that, isn't it?
Very odd. Very, very odd. What do you mean when you say, I have another life?
There's a woman, an archaeologist like you. We travel together.
Travel? You barely move out of that chair.
Incredible to believe, I know, but it's true. She and I have seen many wonders together, many different worlds.
Oh, yes, of course. I should have guessed that this would be make-believe. Other worlds are fiction. Why do you want to make them up? This one's more than enough.
Shall I continue, or are you only interested in your own prejudices?
I'm sorry. Carry on.
We came to this world and we thought, there is a secret here. We travel in time as well as space. Did I neglect to mention that?
This is rubbish. This is my real life. Here. Now. People are suffering through no fault of their own. And it's worse out in the countryside, out where nobody can see. I know what's happening. We all do. I thought you wanted to help. But all you have to offer is nonsense.
It's not nonsense, Annis.
Can you help?
Yes, but not in the way you want.
Then you are no help at all!
I hope this time that isn't completely true.
That's all for today. Bring your essays next week for discussion.
An interesting lecture, Annis. You're so talented. So, very talented.
I didn't know you were in the audience.
You should always know who is listening. Could you come with me, please, Magistra?
Ferret? What's the matter?
Come on, Annis. Oh, Annis. I wish you hadn't done that.
I wasn't saying anything that wasn't true.
You were asked to keep away from controversies.
I was asked to tell lies.
Now, come along. It's not that they...
Not what? Not important. But still lies. Pretend the old cathedrals don't exist. Pretend that people like you and me never created anything of substance. Lies. Oh, lies. I won't do it.
Oh, you're right about that.
What do you mean?
I was asked by the Cohesion Committee to observe your teaching. To find out if you were teaching...
I was teaching truth.
You were teaching what they call extraneous material.
Extraneous? That's what they think of our people, I see. And then?
And then? And then I was instructed to...
Go on. Say it.
You have until the noon bell to clear away your books and papers. I did warn you, Annis.
Yes, yes, I know. Who informed on me?
You were talking to over 100 students.
They don't care.
You'd be surprised.
Well, I won't take up any more of your valuable time, Magister.
What will you do, Annis?
That's really none of your business.
You can't afford to be proud now. People like us, we can't get by easily anymore. If you don't have money, you'll soon fall into difficulties and then...
What do you care?
I do care. We should look out for each other.
Like you're looking out for me now? This won't protect you, Ferris. Nothing you do will protect you.
If you need help, Annis, come and find me.
Find you? After this?
Remember me.
Can I help?
No. Nobody can help. You always seem to pop up when I'm upset.
Oh, yes?
Always listening outside the door. It was you, wasn't it?
Me?
You told Ferris what I was teaching.
Ferris has no influence here. This decision was made much higher up.
Oh, so it was you. Oh, you really are something else. Those friendly little chaps persuading me to trust you. Come into my office, dear. Tell me what's troubling you. I was completely fooled.
I can see why you might think this, but it's not true.
You must think I'm an idiot.
On the contrary, I think you're very gifted, and right now you are very alone and very distressed.
Oh, I don't need to hear this now. I have to go and pack away my things.
Annis, wait, please.
Leave me alone. You've done enough already.
When you need me, Summerfield, I'll be there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise...
What? Thought I'd be gone already.
I didn't want to get in your way.
Oh, didn't want to be seen talking to me, you mean?
Oh, this was always your problem, Annis.
My problem?
Always ready to take offence. You know, I tried to tell you time after time, but you wouldn't listen. And these things have repercussions for all of us, you know.
Oh, I see. Well... I hope you enjoy having the room to yourself, Alka. I'd like to think you enjoyed sharing the space with me, but it seems like you didn't.
This is exactly what I mean. You're trying to blame this on me.
Funny that.
A student came to me in distress, Annis. She was in your lectures and she didn't like what she was hearing.
She could have come to me.
Of course she couldn't.
Why not?
You know why.
No, I don't. Tell me.
Because of this, Annis. This that you're doing right now. Your attitude.
My attitude?
You're strident. Political. It makes you, well, unapproachable.
Oh, yes, I sound dreadful. So why didn't you come to me before running off to Ferris? Oh, of course. You didn't go to Ferris. You went straight upstairs. So that Ferris couldn't stop you.
I had a responsibility to the student. She was upset by what you'd been saying.
Upset?
You realise her father is part of the National Guard. She said you called them names.
I did no such thing. You and I both know what has happened here. In distress,
I bet she's been looking for a chance to make trouble for someone like me. And you've let her manipulate you.
I had a responsibility to her. She was upset. We have these rules for a reason.
Well, what about me?
Well, really, what did you think was going to happen?
I beg your pardon?
This job isn't a right, you know. It's a privilege. But you had to stir up trouble. Make life unpleasant for everyone else. Nobody wants to hear your constant complaints, you know. Your sense of entitlement. We want to get on with the important things. The teaching, the work.
Telling the truth is the work.
Well, I'm telling you the truth now. I was prepared to listen to you at first, you know, but the complaints just kept on coming. Nothing is good enough for people like you.
And there it is.
You can't say you weren't warned.
No, I can't.
Do you want some help carrying those boxes out?
Alka, I would rather die than ask you for help.
You always have to be melodramatic.
I won't forget this. And I know that however hard you try, you won't forget it either. You know what you've done to me. In your heart, you know.
Dennis. Look, I know I shouldn't bother you at home, but please, let me in. Dennis, I can hear you. Let me in.
What do you want?
I've come to see how you're doing. Can I come in? Where are your things? Where are all your books?
Where do you think? I've sold them.
But your books!
I can't eat books. I can't use them to pay the rent.
Look, if you need something to tide you over, till you find something else...
Don't you understand? There won't be anything.
There must be. I've seen posters. There's help out there.
Yes, yes. They'll let me live in that part of the city, where we all live. Or they'll take me out into the country and give me work there, out where nobody can see and nobody ever comes back.
Come on, Annis. It's not that bad.
No?
You can get away. Out of the city. Hide somewhere until all this blows over.
This isn't going to blow over.
But there must be somewhere for you to go.
Where?
Hey! Haven't you gone yet?
Leave us alone!
I lived here for 9 years. Suddenly there's something wrong with me.
Look, please, here's some money. It might help.
Let me give you something in exchange.
You don't have to do that.
It's for my sake, not yours. Take the rest of the books, and here.
What are these?
My notes. Everything I learned about the cathedral. They won't survive unless...
Unless what?
Just look after them, Tamer. Please. And tell the professor... Tell him I'm sorry.
The professor? You mean Ferris?
Him too.
Look, don't worry about your notes. I'll keep them until you come back.
Oh, Tamer. I don't think I'll be back. Please, keep them safe.
Where are you going?
Here you are. I didn't think I'd see you again. Not after all I said last time.
I said I'd be here. Where are you going?
To my people.
Your people? You mean your Dick. You know they'll look for you there.
I know, but I want to see it again. I want to be with them. I went to look for Ferris. Went to his rooms to see if he could help.
And?
He wasn't there. Neither was his wife. Someone else was there, the neighbour. She didn't know where they were.
Or wouldn't say.
Started questioning me. Who are you? How do you know him? Shouldn't you be at work? Have you got permission to be out? I ran.
Then what?
I begged. Someone reported me. I saw the watchman coming just in time. I ran again. Hid by the city gate until night. Left when it was dark. Started walking. Still walking now. I think that brings you up to date.
You knew this history before, Summerfield. But this is how it felt.
Where are you? What? Where have you gone? Don't leave me alone! Please, somebody help me. Help me! Nobody came, so I kept on walking. There was nothing else I could do. I stayed off the roads and walked at night, and I walked all the way to my cathedral. To my ancestors. My people. There were others there already. Torches, digging. I hid in the trees and watched. I saw Tamer. With my work, my life's work. What were they doing? Stealing it? No, they were covering it over. They were burying it. I didn't stay. I ran deep, deep into the forest, away from my ruined work, my stolen life. And here I am. I can't live out here, alone with nothing. But if I go back to the world, they'll take me away and I'll die. Like Ferris, like so many people. And where can I go? It's not just the city, it's everywhere, spread everywhere like a disease. And here in the countryside, you can keep secrets. They can hide their crimes, bury them in shallow graves. And who will be there to see? Who will bear witness? There's nobody left. So, here it is. My story so far. Who's that? Who's that?
Shh. It's only me. You know it's time to go soon. Time to lay it all to rest.
Oh, why bother? Why even bother to stand up?
Summerfield, your life is elsewhere. You've work to do there.
Oh, you keep saying that. My life is here. My work, my friends, the fight is here.
Summerfield, lay it to rest. Everything you've seen, everything you've felt, everything you've known, everything you want to tell the future.
What should I do?
Do what you always do. Dig.
I only have my hands.
It will be enough.
Anis, are you all right? Do you have the recorder?
No, I don't.
I know you've used it. I know it's what changed your mind. I can look after it for you.
It's safe.
Where?
It's safe, Tamer.
Anis, I'm trying to help you. I promise I don't mean any harm.
You took my notes. You're taking my work.
What?
I saw you all. Down there at the dig. I should never have trusted you.
I knew I'd seen you. That's why I came here, before anyone else saw you.
It's my work, Tamer.
Anis, I'm not trying to rob you. They sent us here to see what you'd found. I'm trying to make sure everything isn't destroyed, that something survives.
I wish I could believe you.
Anis, I can take the recorder. Keep it safe.
What makes you think you'll be safe from all this in the end?
Do you mean...
When they've finished with us, they'll find a new target. That's the logic of all this. Everything will get eaten in the end. I wonder who and what will make it through. Don't worry about the recorder, Tamer. It's safe.
We could use it now. What you've learned, it could still make a difference.
It won't! That's the thing we never realise, isn't it? All our work, our study, our books. In the end, people don't really care. They'll just hear what they want to hear and believe that instead. Eventually it'll all come around again and they'll want to hear a different story. But not before many, many people suffer and we learn the old lesson again. We must love one another or die.
Alice.
It's all safe. Everything I know. Safe until someone finds it and then they learn from it and do what they want with it. I've done all I can.
Summerfield, they're coming. It's time to go.
What?
It's time to go.
Oh. He can't see you, can he? Tamea can't see you.
No, he can't see me.
I don't think I realised that. Well, we all need an imaginary friend.
Anis, are you all right?
I'm not a figment of your imagination and you're not going mad. I'm your anchor, Summerfield. Don't start disbelieving in me. Not now. Not as we're near the end.
Anis.
I... Oh, yes, yes, I'm all right. Why are you here, Tamer?
I came... I had to warn you. I think someone else saw you at the dig. I think there are people coming after you.
What? When?
I don't know.
What should I do? What can I do?
Here.
What's this?
It's a pass. It's not a great forgery, I'm afraid, but it might be enough to get you across the border. Too late. They're coming. Run, Anis.
Tamer!
Don't wait. Run.
Over there. Wait.
Oh, my ancestors, help me now. Look after me now.
Over there. In the trees.
Come on, get up. Run, Anis.
Stop! Stop right there!
Oh, there's nowhere to go! There's nowhere to go!
Now's the test! Don't let go! Run, Summerfield! Run! No.
Don't move!
Run, Summerfield! Run!
This is your last warning!
And that was the end of her. All that courage and learning and knowledge. All gone. Shot in the back in the woods and left in a shallow grave. Oh, it hurt. But that's history, isn't it? That's history all over.
Summerfield, come outside.
I don't want to.
Come on.
All right. Happy now?
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yes, it's a beautiful day. How long is it since?
Since the dark times.
Is that what they call it?
It does the job.
It barely even covers it. How long?
A couple of generations, not quite a century.
Long enough to have learned how to remember. But soon enough they'll start to forget.
How much do you remember of your time here?
I remember how the silver birds sounded as they greeted the dawn. I remember hurrying to lectures on a late autumn morning, with dew still on the ground and the smell of mulching leaves. I remember the scent of the floor polish in the corridors. I remember the clatter of typewriters, how it felt to lie on my back in the darkness and look up at strange stars that were as familiar to me as my mother's hand.
Everything, then?
Everything. What happened to them all?
You want to know?
Of course.
Ferris died. You knew that already. Alka...
headed the Institute.
Good guess. Yes, for a while. But there was a reckoning, you know. And she didn't do very well.
Did they put her in prison?
No. She retired early. Her works disappeared. There's been some interest recently, although mainly because of who her colleague was.
What about Tim Mayer?
He lived through what followed and for a long time afterwards, but he never came to terms with his own...
cowardice?
Don't judge him too harshly. He's the reason that Annie's work survived. Her papers, he kept them, edited them, waited until people wanted to hear what she had to say.
He took her notes, buried her work. Looted the site first, probably.
Are you quite sure?
What do you mean?
Not much of what Annie's people created survived that time. What better way to preserve something than to bury it? Isn't that what archaeology is all about?
So you think that the cathedral might still be here?
I think it's worth a look. So, Summerfield, shall we dig?
Dig?
Isn't that what you do? Dig?
What for? We have the recorder. What for?
Evidence, Summerfield. What else? It was here, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
So dig.
What good will it do? They're all dead. It won't bring anyone back. Not all those who murdered, not the ones who aided or abetted or looked the other way or who didn't know what to do until it was far too late.
Once upon a time, there was a very clever man.
Oh, is this a story about you?
No.
I'm sorry. Please go on.
He was a historian. He lived in a terrible time, a dark time. And he wrote about an angel looking back at history, seeing only a long chain of catastrophes blown forward by the storm and unable to stop it.
What happened to him, Doctor?
He escaped his enemies, got as far as the border.
Oh, no.
He even crossed it. And then he was told he was going to be sent back. So he killed himself. The next day, everyone he was with escaped. Sometimes history gets it horribly, dreadfully, irrevocably wrong.
Oh, Doctor, why are you telling me this?
To remember. He wrote this. The only writer of history with the gift of setting alight the embers of hope in the past is the writer who knows this. Not even the dead will be safe from the enemy if he is victorious, and this enemy has not ceased to be victorious.
That doesn't seem much consolation.
It's a start.
But not the end.
The task is endless and beyond any one of us, even someone like me. Sometimes, when I look back at history, all I can see is an endless wreck of pain and loss. And I doubt I can do anything to make it good, to make it right again.
If you see that, what hope do the rest of us have?
You have to try, Summerfield. You have to try. It's a beautiful day. We should dig.